Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we thank you. Thank you for another beautiful day of knowing you, experiencing you, being aware of, able to speak about and experience you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 5, verse 1 to 6. One day Jesus was standing beside Lake Gennesaret when the crowd pressed in around him to hear God's word. Jesus saw two boats sitting by the lake, and the fishermen had gone ashore and were washing their nets. Jesus boarded one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon, then asked him to row out a little distance from the shore. Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he finished speaking to the crowds, he said to Simon, "Row out further into the deep water and drop your nets for a catch." Simon replied, "Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing, but because you say so, I'll drop the nets." So they dropped the nets, and their catch was so huge that their nets were splitting.
Hallelujah. Yuck, this makes me think of a passage of scripture where the disciples were in a turmoil in their boat on the lake, and the lake was rough. But then it says so beautifully, and Jesus stepped into the boat, and immediately it was calm, and they were on the shore. And this makes me think, you know, there's a scripture that says, "The way of man is not in himself, nor is it in man to direct his own steps." So your ways that determine your step comes from who is in your boat, who is directing you, who is the one in charge. And until you make the heavenly family, our Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the ones in charge, and you give them the lead, and you are the follower. Jesus is the head, you are the body. He is the vine that you tap into. That is where your life changes. Amen. And just as it was here, when he got into the boat with Peter, and when he comes into your life and you listen to him, that's where you see the benefits, the blessings, and the beauty. I love the scripture, John 15:16. Jesus says, "I called you, and I called you to bear much fruit." So when you make the Lord the captain of the boat, amen, the head of the body, amen, the umpire, the one that steers you, amen, you put him first. And this is why you draw close morning by morning to year, and then you stay in the boundaries that he's given to you. You overcome, and you don't bring forth bad fruit. You don't bring forth thorns, and you bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. So be blessed. Have a lovely day in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.